you know, we are doing a special week on road safety this week. And joining me this morning is none other than Richie Roberts from the Waterford Driving Instructors Association. Good morning again, Richie.
Morning, Damien. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about this.
No problem at all.
It's a topic we covered after an initiative from yourself last year in an extensive way, and we can't talk about this enough. It's so, so important. We know about the 174 lives that were lost last year and multiples of that in terms of injuries, pedestrians, cyclists, motorists. So we're going to talk this morning about speed and issues relating to speed. It's a topic you and me have covered before as well. Some people give the impression, or they think about speed as just going fast or extra fast on a big dual carriageway or a motorway. How would you define speed?
First, let me just say, before we start, in case I forget to say it, that speed limits are very important when the proper speed limits are in place. They're very, very important. They're there for a reason. Speed is something when you're going too fast for the conditions that you're in. Hazards can be low sun in winter, raining, snowing, frosty roads. So when you're going faster than, it doesn't matter about the speed limit, if anywhere from the speed limit downwards, you can still be going too fast for the conditions you're driving in. At the moment, you should slow down gradually and speed up gradually. The roads can be dangerous. Low sun. Then you have sight lines. Sight lines, as in if you're driving where there's parked traffic or concealed entrances and this, that, the other, the speed limit might be 80. But you have to use a speed that's suitable to the conditions of the what ifs. What if a door opens? What if somebody steps out? Child runs across? You know, it's all to do with sight lines, your speed.
So an example of that, in a housing estate, if somebody is going very slow in a housing estate, they're driving according to the conditions of the housing estate, as you say. The cars are parked either side of the road. There may be a ball, a child, a dog, a pram. There could be anything that might come out onto the road.
Yeah, the what ifs.
And if somebody is going short, fast, speeding through a housing estate, they might only be doing 30 or 40 kilometres per hour, but you know they're going too fast for that particular location.
Yeah, for something that might happen. What if somebody runs out, the ball crosses the road, as you're saying? They may not realise in their own mind that they are being too fast. You know, they might be doing that every day of the week and accepting it, and they're doing it for the last. But sure, I've done this for 10 years and nobody's ever crossed the road. What if one day they did? There's also tolerance to risk, that some people will drive, you know, will drive in an aggressive manner because they accept, you know, their tolerance to risk is higher than some people are lower. I had a chap today who was preparing for his test, and he was scared that the road might be skiddy, even though the town was pretty clear, to be honest with you, it was good and clear. But he drove slow everywhere, and his tolerance to risk wasn't very high. So everyone is different. But when are we going to educate people to do these things?
Now, as part of the education process, that's one of the reasons we're doing this morning. There's a lot more that can be done. There's a lot more that the government can do and the Road Safety Authority can do to involve the expertise that ye have, driving instructors across the country. You were telling me off air, around 17,500 driving instructors across the country. We've spoken about this before. Ye should be involved in a lot of these committees and a lot of these discussions and education processes. And you're not, and you should be an awful lot more. Can I ask you, though, about the changes in the law first, please? Because there are plans to change the law regarding speed limits, something you said right at the start of this piece.
Well, firstly, you said we should be involved. We're the ones on the ground. We're the ones seeing all the things that happen around us on a daily basis. We are. It is passed into law that the speed limits are coming down by 20 kilometres, like 100 is going to 80, 80 is going to 60. That's blanket. Doesn't matter whether the road is wide, narrow, there's no sight lines or there is sight lines. It's that knee-jerk reaction to everything that the government does. Instead of thinking through it, taking their time and bringing out a proper system. You mentioned the RSA. I'll mention the local engineers in each county, in each area. Local engineers, the Garda and the RSA. Why don't they go along and put speed limits to suit each road rather than blanket doing it? And to me, they're blaming speed. It's inappropriate speed, which I just talked about 2 minutes ago. Inappropriate speed for the conditions you're in. But why don't they bring out proper speed limits for each part of the road that you're driving on? Example, you're driving from New Ross to Glenmore, to the roundabout in Glenmore. That used to be 100 kilometres an hour all my life. And I'm just taking one. Yeah, anyone can picture these roads around their own areas, wherever you live. So that was 100 kilometres an hour. They improved the road conditions immensely. So dual carriageway, two-thirds of that, if not three-quarters of that now, is dual carriageway. But it became a secondary road when they opened the motorway. So the speed limit came down to 80 from 100. Now they're trying to bring it down to speed limit on that road to 60, just blanket, rather than saying, I don't think we need it there. We might need it here on that part of the road. We might need it there. You know, and I think that is the easy way out, that these people in local government will not take responsibility for making an effort to go out there and, instead of blanket reduction of speed, to use common sense.
Yeah, and you're talking about all across the country, of course. I understand exactly what you're saying, and it would probably take an awful lot of work. Maybe it might be too cumbersome, I don't know.
Well, we're talking about lives. We're talking about people's lives. And it's an easy way out, isn't it? It's just a simple, easy way out. Let somebody in government say, we'll just bring down the speed limits, instead of using, like, these people, you know, employ engineers. If there's not enough engineers, get them in there. There's enough money in the government, with all this money that we're given, to bring for lots of different things, not just this. But this costs lives every year. That they should pay more attention and take on a bit of responsibility. Both the guards, the engineers, the RSA, get out there, and instead of blanket, bring it down to speed limit. Say, yeah, it's needed here. Okay. It's not needed there.
What is this going to mean, though, in terms of your description of appropriate or inappropriate speed? So will it force people or encourage people to take chances if an 80 kilometre per hour road is now reduced to 60, they'll feel frustrated, will they? Will it change their behaviour? Will it make them more aggressive? I don't know.
First, let me say, do you know people who speed? Do you see people speeding every day of the week?
Yes.
Do they care what the speed limit is?
Some of them might.
But why are they speeding then, if they care? You take my point, that the people who speed are going to do what they like anyway.
Anyway.
So education, the three E's, you've often heard me saying, education, enforcement, engineering. And engineering is, if you be seen to put in proper speed limits in proper areas, people might be more inclined to obey the speed limits.
Yes.
I was going up the road there and I looked into a road that we all know. I came out of the RSA, you know, the roundabout, turned right. The next roundabout brings you down to Ballybeg and out towards Portlaw, I think, is it out that direction, yeah? I looked up that road and I remember that's a real narrow, twisty road with lots of houses on it. And it's 80 kilometres an hour. Now they're going to bring the speed limit down on the motorway probably to 60, and that road will be 60 as well. Why not leave that and reduce the road that needs to be reduced?
So the ring road around coming into Waterford City or out of Waterford City will be...
We're going back to 60.
60 kilometres per hour.
And that everyone tried to get that brought up to 80. People were more inclined to behave when it's 80.
There'll be a lot of money made from the speed cameras.
Which are where? Always in the same places. Shooting fish in a barrel.
Mm.
Right, you know, that's not proper enforcement. Everyone knows where they're going to be anyway.
They say that they're there because of locations or crashes or accidents or deaths that happened on particular stretches of roads.
Started out that way, but they've gone away from that. And I think that was written down somewhere that's initially how it started, yeah. But now there's one part opposite Woody's.
I know it, yeah.
Regularly. That's shooting fish in a barrel. They're passing up and down there. Yeah. You know, I never seen that. Not in my life. I don't remember anyone getting killed outside the Woodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's one down in Ballytruckle as well, quite regularly. What advice would you have for speed in relation to this discussion and inappropriate or appropriate speed in terms of driver behaviour?
I would say that there's people out there that are teaching people to drive, like ourselves. And then I think it takes a long time. We talked about the safest places, Sweden, Switzerland, all these places that are the safe. That's down to education, engineering and enforcement, right? But what would I like to see? I'd like to see, we are the weakest probably in Europe at educating people in driving. Probably have the lowest entry into getting a full licence. You go to Poland, the amount of hours you have to do, and when Polish people started coming over here to work during the Tiger, we thought they were, forgive me anyone from Poland, but we didn't, we thought we were streets ahead of them with our road safety and that. The amount of money and hours they have to spend is phenomenal compared to us. We need to catch up. People can go away from me and they're expected to get a certain amount of hours practice between lessons, but the people that they're practicing with are the people we're talking about, the people generally who don't behave well. And it takes generations to get this right. It doesn't happen in a year or two. So we need to educate. Like, I bring parents in the back of my car and say, this is how I want you to teach Johnny or Mary how to drive. I've never had an issue with that. And I've not, it's because I'm helping them to help their kid. Like, when you send a kid home and he gets in with the parents who have had all these bad habits for years, and I'm not knocking them for it. The education wasn't there then. Now it's there. We need to work on it and work on it and get it right over a period of time. But we need to all work together. That don't be doing these blanket speed changes. The dangerous roads, the roads that are... Did you ever see an accident black spot when you were younger? Mm. Do you ever see one now?
No.
Why? I don't know either. You know, so there's a place you bring down the speed where you know that the road, the conditions of that road, the cambers might be wrong. That's engineering.
Yeah.
You know, the camber of how you take the road, you know, the sight lines, hidden stuff there. Bring them down, but use a sensible man. Don't be doing this blanket stuff. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, and if they had signs up again, as you say, saying accident, black spot, it would be in your mind, not only for that area, but you'd be thinking, okay, there could be something else that happens there. Any other points you want to make?
Do you
there?
Know that 94% of all collisions, small or large, what percentage of them is human error?
94%.
Oh, you looked at your stuff, fair play, did you?
No, you just said it. 94%.
Did I?
94%. 94% is human error.
It's human error.
So only 6% is the error of the car or something like that, a dry... mechanical error.
But that tells you then
94%
that...
94% is human error.
And 24, almost one in four collisions involve alcohol of some sort.
Wow.
You know, that's not even getting onto drugs. You know what I mean? For 20 years, in 2022, the Irish Independent covered that 11,600 learner permits had them for more than 20 years. More than 20 years, using different addresses, you can get, you know, they're extending their thing, come back to that address. They've had no education. The whole RSA, even about education, have to rethink how they do it. And it really has to start with not just coming out in the government and making a statement that we'll do this. Doesn't work. You have, an effort has to be made to actually bring things. Like, you take schools, and it was brought up, I think, in the Dáil, but you take schools. I'm always going on about that. Loads of schools in Waterford have a 50-kilometre speed limit past them. It wouldn't happen in any other country in Europe. It's reduced maybe to 30 or 20 passing the schools at the hours that the students will be going in and out. You know, it's not rocket science. And that's just the engineers getting out there and saying, yeah, we need to make our kids safe, passing them schools. Over the years, how many people were killed on Paddy Brown's Road? Loads. There's a place that there's schools and crossing the roads and this, that. Places like that. You need to bring sensible speed limits into them places. You ask me, the government is just an easy way out, to be honest with you. That's my opinion.
Your final advice then for people today. Look at your own behaviour. Look at your own speed. Give yourself extra time.
Yes.
And think of the journey you're making. Think of the road that you're travelling. Think of what might be coming up.
So what
you're,
if?
You're leaving at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, there will be an extra maybe 100 cars on that route because it's not far from the school. I'm not passing the school, but I'm going close to it. There could be children. All those different things.
If you're going to, if you take anybody going to Dublin Airport, Cornhullis or Cork Airport, and they want to be there at 12 o'clock, and it's an hour and a half journey. You just pick an hour and a half, right? Do you think that they leave an hour and a half exactly? Because I might miss the plane. I miss the plane. But why don't they do that in every journey, leave extra time? COST, cost of having a crash or whatever. I break it down into four words, cost, concentration, O, observation, S, space, we're tailgate, we're turbulent Ireland for tailgating, driving too close on space and time. Give yourself time, give yourself space, observe and concentrate. COST.
Excellent. Richie Roberts, Gormila Mokata.
Do you think I'm passionate?
I think you are.